MyBridge Radio. That is brand new this week from Britt Nicole. It's called Ready or Not. Thanks for joining Stan and me this Wednesday morning. Merrily Bradley is joining us on the conversation today. I think monthly when we have the chance to get together with Merrily, Stan and I just have a little extra spring in our step because you know you're going to hear some great things. Merrily, thanks for being with us again today.
Well, it's great for me too because I get a little break. My husband watches the kids, so we can do this every week, whatever.
Well, Merrily, this morning we're real excited to dive into motherhood, seeing that you're a mother times, what, 12, 13? How many kids are you on now?
I don't. We've lost track at some point.
Yeah. I lose after two, and you've got like 12, so no. On the front end here, just curious, I mean, you have been a mother now for a few years here, a number of years, and you keep doing it, so you must like it. So what's the best part of being a mom for you? What do you love best about being a mom?
Oh, I think it's so beautifully challenging. I think it's been a great humbling thing in my life. A lot of the ideas I had about who I am just as a person and as a woman have been so challenged and stretched by becoming a mom, by having to be responsible for other little people and their needs. And I honestly feel like I've had lots of different jobs, but it is the hardest job I've ever had as far as having to always think three steps ahead and be on your toes and be just emotionally centered. It's been a great, fun challenge.
Seriously, how many kids do you have?
We currently have four kids, and then we have our foster daughter, and then I am pregnant. It's a calling. That's not for everybody.
Yeah, not for the faint of heart, that's for sure.
Right.
MyBridge Radio, it's Matt Maher. All the people said amen. Stan and Gordon with you this morning. Thanks so much for joining us. Our guest today is a regular with us on the Morning Conversation, Merrily Bradley. Now, Mother's Day was just this past Sunday, so if you missed it, it's still not too late to pick the phone up and call your mom today. But Merrily is joining us today to share some insights into motherhood from her experience as a mother of four, foster mother of one, with a baby on the way.
Merrily, before we dive a little bit more into you as a mom and lessons and things you've learned about being a mom and from being a mom. You have a mom, of course. What's one of the biggest things that you took away that is impacting how you are doing motherhood?
Anybody who knows my mom knows my mom loves people. She just loves people. It just oozes out of her. And she's so selfless about that. She loves to sit and listen and talk to people. And I don't know how many times she's dealing with other people's crises in their life, and she loves that. She loves to just be a help and a support, and that came out all in her parenting, that she loved us kids, and she communicated that so effectively in the way she parented, in the way she was affectionate, in the words she used, and that, I think, gave me such a strong base of love to be able to give to my kids and to my spouse, and, oh, I would just love if my kids grow up and can say that about me, too.
So, I mean, you and your mom are very different. So, yeah, seriously, I mean, you guys are very different. There's probably moms out there that are feeling that way with their daughters or daughters being feeling that way with their moms. Is there any insight that you have on how to make that work where there's appreciation for each other and who each other are, and there's still a sharpening of each other even though you're vastly different from each other?
I think my mom was so good about specifically praising us, how God made us, even in the ways that we were different from her. And I have two sisters as well, and all three of us are dramatically different from each other and from my parents. My parents are personality polar opposites, so we all got some different mix of those things. And I think just being intentional to say, I love how God made you this way, even in this way that's different from me. And I see that in my relationship now with my own daughter. She and I are very different personality-wise. She's much more of a feeler. She's much more dramatic. And it's a challenge for me because I'm not. Mm-hmm. But to learn to say, I love how God made you this way. I love that God gave you such a beautiful, tender heart and sweet spirit, and I want to nurture that. But I think validating that when you're different from your child is huge.
Merrily is going to be back with us in just a few moments. Right now, though, Aaron Shust, My Savior, My God. That is Matthew West on MyBridge Radio. Hello, my name is Gordon and Stan, along with you this Wednesday. This morning we are visiting with Marilee Bradley from Lincoln. Now, this past weekend, many moms were celebrated in one way or another with Mother's Day activities. Marilee is joining us today to share some insights into motherhood that just might help us appreciate our moms even more.
Marilee, as I was thinking about talking with you this morning about motherhood, and I was thinking about God and me as a father and how much I've learned about God from my role as a father. And I thought, you know, there's a lot of scriptures also that reflect on mothering, nurturing attributes of God and play off the visual or the analogy of a mother in giving us insights about God. So I'm just curious, from you being a mom, what's something that you've learned about God?
I think there are beautiful analogies in the scripture about God longing to gather us under his wing and that how God doesn't forget us the same way a mother can't forget her child. Mm-hmm. And I think that those images stick with me, even if a mother could forget her child at the breast, which she can't, that God would still not forget us. Mm-hmm. And I think that we remember our children. They're always with us, even when they're off at school or as they get older, that we remember them, we think of them, and to think of God loving me that way and me being as present in his mind as my kids are in my mind, I think that's drawn me so much closer to understanding the heart of God. And as an adoptive parent, I think about that too, about the birth mothers of my children and the fact that they didn't forget those kids. But that's how God has wired us as moms, that you don't forget that. And it's helped me to love them and have a grace for them and to be praying for them to realize what a painful thing that would be to be separated. And I love that's scriptural, how connected we are to our children.
Love the verse that you are sharing off of. Basically, it's out of Isaiah 49, verse 15. It says, "Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I've engraved you on the palms of my hands."
MyBridge Radio for King and Country, proof of your love. Good morning. Thanks for joining Stan and me today. Mother of four, foster mother to one, and pregnant with another, our guest today is well-versed in the life of being a mom. Marilee Bradley is joining us to share some insights today into motherhood.
Marilee, you are a mom times almost six, but there was a time when you didn't know if you were going to have a child. You were what would be considered biblically even a barren woman.
Mm-hmm.
Not an easy time. And there are women that are listening to us this morning that are in that situation where Mother's Day is not real easy for them. Can you speak to that mom out of your heart and from your experience? What would you say to the mom today that's listening and having a hard time celebrating what we're talking about today because right now they're in a situation where they can't have kids?
That's the hardest day. I mean, I feel like Mother's Day is really Infertility Awareness Day. You know, if you weren't thinking about your infertility before, you are when you wake up and it's Mother's Day. And I think even in our Christian culture, in our church culture, we can kind of make that worse on infertile women because of our desire to want to affirm moms, which is such a good thing. But it can make church almost feel like a hostile place. I mean, I remember walking through the doors of our church when we were in just the hardest days of our struggle. And here I came in with four big teenage boys around me, you know, my boys that we were taking care of at the time. And the teenagers were handing out flowers to the moms. And these kids, you know, at the door reached right past me and handed them to the woman behind me who was a mom. And it was just this aching reminder, you don't count. And it was heartbreaking for me. Those are just the hardest days, that reminder of feeling like all these other women are blessed and here I am not blessed. And God, what are you doing? What are you trying to say to me in those moments when it just feels like this is never going to happen for me? And I think the comfort I can give, you know, is not the comfort of my story, because everybody's story is going to be different. And while God has chosen to bless us now with a second biological child and with kids through adoption and foster care, I don't know what God's plan is for every woman, but I know that he has a plan and that he has not forgotten the barren woman, that she is close to his heart, and that this is a way that God draws you to himself in a new kind of dependency.
MyBridge Radio, that is Building 429 with Press On. Gordon and Stan with you today. Marilee Bradley is our guest on the Morning Conversation today. In light of Mother's Day just a few days ago, Marilee is joining us to share some insights into motherhood.
Marilee, as we're talking about the whole motherhood world, and I think about your life, I've had the privilege of knowing you for a long time and through plenty of seasons of your life. And So I know there's just a lot of things that we can pull from in this whole world of motherhood. What I want to now is not so much something that you've experienced at this point, but that your parents have experienced, which is the prodigal child. So, again, there's moms listening this morning that are walking through a really challenging part of motherhood as they're trying to navigate a prodigal child. You watched your mom navigate that. So give some encouragement, some comfort, some perspective to the mom with the prodigal child.
Yeah, this is an interesting story and season of my life growing up with an older sibling that made some unwise choices for a large number of years. And we are so happy and blessed to feel like that's not the end of the story for him. But it was difficult as a child in their home to feel like we were all raised together. We all heard the same Bible stories at the breakfast table. We all went to the same churches. And here he was making really different choices from what the rest of us were and from what my parents wanted. And I think it was hard for me as a kid, and being a right fighter and being somebody who really loves justice, it was almost hard for me to see how much my mom loved my brother unconditionally, that she would forgive, and even when that meant hard things happened, that she would continue to want to trust and want to believe and continue to pray for my brother. And I see how God has used that to work fruit in his life. And as she and I were talking not that long ago about some of those things, about the struggles that happened and things that went on, and my mom said, you know, I honestly can't even remember those things. She said, I feel like it's a grace of God that when I look back at that time, I have a hard time even remembering the specifics because I love him so much that I just get to forget those things. And I think there's a beauty in that, in the forgiveness and the grace that you can have towards that child. And I think about that now, you know, as a kid, look, growing up in my home, I just felt like, well, what's going on here? And why is there this brother that just doesn't get it? And now as the parent raising my own kids and imagining, you know, my little five-year-old that fell asleep on my chest last night, just thinking, what if he makes those choices? What would make me stop loving him? Well, there's nothing. You would always love him, as heartbreaking as that would be. We want to keep reaching out in love.
As you're sharing that, Marilee, once again, I'm thinking about what a great image of our Father, God, you know, and who also embodies some very cool motherly attributes as well.
That is Ryan Stevenson on MyBridge Radio, holding nothing back. Thanks for joining Stan and me on your Wednesday. And today on The Morning Conversation, we are visiting with Marilee Bradley. She's joining us to share insights into motherhood.
Marilee, what's the balance between that being who you are, that is part of who you are? You are a mother.
Right.
It's part of your identity. But yet, you're more than that, and you're beyond that, and you're not only that. I mean, how have you kind of processed the whole balance of having a healthy perspective of your identity within being a mom?
Oh, man, I feel like this is the struggle maybe of moms of my generation. I don't know how long this has been an issue, but I feel like we have made motherhood quite a big deal as far as how much this is who we are, and we find that represented in how much identity we take in our specific parenting choices. And for me, I feel like achieving some balance, which is still a huge struggle. I mean, it's still, when this is what you're doing 24 hours a day, it's hard to ever find yourself defined outside of it. But I think for me, a lot of that ability to define myself outside of motherhood, or even a specific kind of motherhood, has come because I've been really humbled. Because, not that I wanted to be humbled, and not that I'm just a naturally humble person, but because I wanted to take identity in having the kids that were super well behaved. And that has not always been the case. And I've wanted to take identity in having the kids that only ever ate the organic, you know, hand pureed baby food. And then that has not always worked out for me. But there are a lot of ways that I thought, yes, this is the kind of mom I am, and I can take some identity and pride in that. And then God has humbled me with having kids that have had struggles, or that didn't connect to the things I wanted them to connect to, and having to learn new ways to relate to them and to other people. It's really stripped away a lot of that feeling like my identity is in a certain way of being a mom.
So how do you ground your identity? How do you keep your identity healthy in the midst of being a mom and the highs and the lows of being a mom?
Well, I think philosophically, it has to do with knowing that who I am is rooted in Christ, that I am a person that's worthy of love, and that I'm going to make mistakes, that even as a mom, I'm going to make big mistakes, and that I still need love the same way my kids need love, and that God is there, that God loves me, that Jesus loves me, and that that helps so much in me being able to put it all in perspective, that motherhood is not this thing I have to be perfect at to be a person of worth. And I think practically speaking, it also means getting out of the house sometimes. It means having a hobby. I love to write, and that's been a great way for me to do a little bit of defining myself outside of just motherhood. It also means going on dates with my spouse and going out for pie with my girlfriends and just doing some things to say there's more to who I am than just being in this house, just being with these kids all the time.
It's Toby Mack on MyBridge Radio, Steal My Show. Thanks so much for tuning in and joining Stan and me today. Marilee Bradley from Lincoln is a mother of four, foster mom to one, and pregnant with another. And she has been our guest on The Morning Conversation today to celebrate motherhood in the light of Mother's Day just this past Sunday.
Marilee, as our time is quickly coming to an end here, before we leave, I would love it if you would be willing to offer up kind of a Mother's Day prayer for us.
Mm-hmm. God, we are so thankful for the gift you give us in being an example of what it means to be a loving parent, and that you have created us male and female moms and dads and given us different skills and abilities, and we just thank you for your design of that. And God, my heart goes out to the women for who this time is a struggle, is the desire of their heart is for children, and that you have not yet granted that desire. And I ask, God, that you would give comfort and that you would give grace in the middle of a difficult situation, and that your plan would be good and would become clear. And we know that you give and you take away, and we still say, blessed be the name of the Lord. I pray, God, for moms that feel like they're failing, that feel like they're discouraged, and that they can't make this motherhood thing work out the way that they want it to because of problems that their kids have or in their marriage or in their own hearts that seem to keep coming out as they are refined and challenged by motherhood. God, I just ask that you would give them Christian community, that there would be other moms to come alongside of them to encourage them and lift them up, and that they would feel your presence and your love through the other women around them, that you would be ever present in the lives of moms who are struggling, who are feeling the weight of motherhood on them. God, we thank you for the way that you bless us with children, whether that's through foster care or adoption or through biological kids, and that these kids are a gift to us. And we ask that you would help us to hold them loosely, understanding that they are your children, that we get to steward them for a season, but that these are your kids, God, and that we would trust you with their lives and with their futures, and that we would be able to let go of some of the control we want to hold so tightly to as moms. We thank you for your love for us. In Jesus' name, amen.